It's a packed summer of sport and another great chance for people to see more young British talent coming through the ranks and on the rugby field.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen some great players come through the Sevens last year. Luke Wallace, the Harlequins back row forward, who's outstanding season with Quins, tucked in behind Chris Robshaw. Jonathan Joseph came through. There's young lads like Henry Slade at Exeter Chiefs. You sort of see glimpses of the next generation of the Premiership superstars. It's great entertainment for those who are unsure about rugby. It really is a sort of 2020 format, a high octane, short, sharp games, big breaks, lots of time for a burger and chips and a glass of shandy or a fizzy drink for the kids. Great entertainment, music. We're hoping the sun will reappear sometime at the start of July for those Friday sessions. I think they're on Twickenham Sales Ground, Edgeley Park and King's Home, which is Gloucester's home, of course. And the final round of games will be at the Rec, which is Bath's ground, on the 3rd of August. I always love going down, supporting, watching, and as a pundit, as someone who has to comment on these players coming through and talk about them and write about them. It's a great opportunity to see them firsthand in a competitive environment with a trophy at stake.
And it's a good chance as well, whether it's yourself working professionally or fans and supporters of these clubs, for them to see where the next generation of players is coming through for their sides. We saw the Falcons beat the previous winners, Saracens, last year. In working out which of the sides are going to dominate this year, you know, someone like yourself might have some insider information or know the players better, but certainly for the people who are turning up to watch on those nights, they get a chance to say, you know, one of these players might come into a side in October, say, and they go, well, it's okay, I saw him in the summer, I can back him, he's a decent guy to bring on.
Yeah, absolutely, and the skill levels and precision, I think what the great thing is for sort of some of the younger generation is they're going to come along and see players who aren't regular first teamers or who are trying to fight their way into the first team, and we'll see players with unbelievable skill level. I mean, what a lesson it is. If you're a 16 or 17-year-old kid who wants to be a rugby player now, come along and watch these Sevens, because you'll see the levels of dedication, fitness required to make it into those top squads. Quite spectacular. I'm just glad I was born in the 70s and not the early 90s and having to compete with some of these kids nowadays. They can all run the 100 in about 10 and a half seconds and they're all built like Arnold Schwarzenegger. So they're great series of games. I mean, Owen Farrell, he starred in Saracens win when they won it in 2010. George Ford was in Leicester Tigers' team last year. And he was great towards the end of the... He was the IRB player, under-20s player of the year, wasn't he, last year? So great stepping stone for a lot of these guys and great entertainment for the crowd.
Well, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure, sir.